Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Meister Shani Dav Chav Dalet, and we're starting to go at the fifth line with the words of Yeshua ben Levi Omer and Vilna Tzur Sadaf. It's near the end of Tesvav Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyos. And the Gemara says Yeshua ben Levi Omer. Yeshua ben Levi tells us Ein Meisifin Chaimesh Ella Al Tchilas Hakdesh. We only add on a fifth when we're dealing with Tchilas Hakdesh. What's this referring to? So that we have an animal designated as a carbon and got a mum. We're paid it, redeem its kedusha onto money, and a fifth has to be added on. Now this is called Hakdesh Rishon or Tchilas. Rabbi Shimon Levi just told us that if the new animal purchased with this money got a mum, no adding a fifth when redeeming that, only with Tchilas Hekdesh. Now, Rabbi Blazer says, V'tanikin, we have a brass that tells us this. The Pasuk says, V'imba behema tmeya upada brekecha, and if we're dealing with a non-kosher animal and it's redeemed for its value, the Pasuk then continues to say, V'yosef chamishisoy olav, that a fifth of its value has to be added on. What do we learn from here? Ma behema tmeya, just like when we're dealing with a non-kosher animal, miuchedes, it's unique, she Tchilas Hekdesh, it only could be Tchilas Hekdesh. We'll explain this in a moment. Maisef chaimesh, and one adds on a fifth. So we learn from here, Av kol shu tchilas hekdesh, maisef chaimesh, anything that has the status of tchilas hekdesh, we add on a fifth. Namely, if one was makdesh, a non-kosher animal, to the Beis HaMikdash with intent that it's going to be sold and the money is going to be used to buy a karbon, this can only be tchilas hekdesh because the kedusha is not able to be transferred onto another non-kosher animal. And again, as we just said, the pasuk tells us that this non-kosher animal has to have a fifth added on when we're redeeming its value. So to anything that's considered tchilas hekdesh has a fifth of its value added on. And we continue, Rav Shmuel Bar Chiya Bar Yehuda says, let's say somebody bought a carbon shlamim with money of Meiser Sheni, homamu, and he got a mum, upadayon, and then he redeemed it, Meisef Chaimesh, he has to add on a fifth. That's because even though it had Kedusha of Meiser Sheni, this is still considered Tchilas Hekdesh. This is the first time we're dealing with an animal that's a shlamim, and therefore, when he gets a mum and he redeems it, he has to add on a fifth. Another din from the same man to Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chiya Bar Yehuda says, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, shlamim shalakhan midme Pesach, a carbon shlamim that was bought with money of a carbon Pesach, homamu, and he got a mum, upadayon, and he redeems it, Maisef Chaimesh, he also adds on a fifth. What's this referring to? So his designated carbon Pesach got a mum, it was redeemed, and a shlamim was purchased with that money. And that's because a different animal was already brought as a Pesach, and so that's why this money has to be used for a carbon shlamim. And then this carbon shlamim got a mum. Reb Shmuel is telling us that this is still considered Hekdesh Rishon because of the first shlamim here, it's Kedusha Acheres. Even though this came from an animal that had a mum, the animal that had the mum was a carbon Pesach, and now this is a carbon shlamim, so it's Tchilas Hekdesh, and that's why it would also add on a fifth when redeeming this one. Now, Amar Rav Yudin tells us, one of these even from Rav Shmuel is necessary, and one of them isn't necessary, meaning one of them is a chiddush and one of them isn't. Which one is which? Amar Rav Mana. Rav Mana tells us, Pesach tzurcha, shlamim, loy tzurcha. The din of the carbon Pesach we just mentioned, that's necessary, but the din of the carbon shlamim that comes from Meiser Sheni, that's not necessary. That's very obvious. Then when we're redeeming this carbon shlamim, those purchases of money of Meiser Sheni, we have to add on a fifth because it's the first carbon we're dealing with. Even though we had a kedusha, the money was kaddish with kedushas Meiser Sheni, since this is the first animal we're dealing with, of course, when it gets a mum, we're going to add on a fifth. The chiddush is by the carbon Pesach. And what is that chiddush? Chavdal Rama Beis on top. Shaloi Taimer, that you shouldn't say, Hoylu Pesach Mishtan L'shem Shlamim, since the carbon Pesach is just changing its name to be a Shlamim. Behekdesh Echad Hu, that's the proper girsa, is just considered like one hekdesh, and Eina Moisev Chaimish, you wouldn't add on a fifth. The chiddush is that no, since it's the first Shlamim that we're dealing with, even though it's coming from a carbon, but it's coming from a carbon Pesach, so it's considered Kedusha Acheres, a totally new Kedusha, and therefore he would add on a fifth. Now Rav Huna tells as follows, and this has to do with the din of Temura. The Torah teaches us that one is not allowed to transfer the Kedusha of a Hekdesh animal onto another. For example, he designated a cow for carbon and then decided, you know what, I like this cow, I want to use a different one. So he says, Zeh Temura Zeh. This is an exchange for that. Firstly, it's Asr to do that. As the Torah tells us, it's Asr to make a Temura. But not only that, both animals are actually now Kadosh. As Rav Huna tells as follows, time to Rav Shimon do Amar, Eina Pesach Oisa Temura V'Shaina. According to Rav Shimon, who holds in his din of Temura, that a carbon Pesach cannot repeatedly make a Temura, he can only do it once. Hamer by Oideu Pesach, Mamer by Oideu Shlamim. He could affect a Temura while it's still a carbon Pesach, and he could affect a Temura if it's a Shlamim. Namely, if we had a carbon Pesach that he affected a Temura with, and then for whatever reason, that carbon Pesach wasn't brought, and we know that we have to keep this animal and bring it instead as a Shlamim. So now it's, so to speak, been redesignated as a Shlamim. He could once again do a Temura with this animal, even though it already had a Temura done with it, because it has a different designation. It was a Pesach, and now it's a Shlamim. And this is what Rav Huna is telling us. Now, Armelay Rav Mana told Rav Huna, V'loida Muyeh Hava Rebbe Medamala. Literally, this means, wasn't this already compared? Meaning, don't we already know this? It's not a chiddush what you're telling me. We had just said before that a Pesach, which is changed into a Shlamim, is considered like Kedusha Acheres, which basically means it's like a brand new animal. So what you, Rav Huna, are telling us right now is not a chiddush. Moving on to different din, Rav Ba quotes Rav Chiya, who says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, Shlamim Shalakha Mekesef Meiser. If a carbon shlamim shlamim was bought with money of Maaser Sheni, homamu, and then it got a mum, upedayon, and he redeemed it. Oid einon chazon l'kmoy shehu liyasus sheni. It does not revert back to its original din of being considered Maaser Sheni. Meaning, this kesef pidyon, this money that was used to redeem this animal that had a baal mum, is not considered to be kadosh with kedushas Maaser Sheni. It's only considered to be money that's designated for a karbon. If the animal is purchased with money of Maaser Sheni, so the animal should be considered Maaser Sheni, and that means when he redeems it because it has a mum, this new money should also be Maaser Sheni. And the answer is as follows: Reb Zeira and Reb Hila, Trehoin say b'shem Reb Yisrael ben Chanina, Chadam, or one of them tells us, Shlom shalakon v'kasef Maaser, if a Shlom was bought with money of Maaser Sheni, pa'akam mehen kedushas Maaser, the kedushas Maaser has now left, is disappeared, and it's only considered a karbon, and it's not considered Maaser Sheni. Chafei Amar Alpa on top, whereas Truma shalakon v'kasef Maaser, loy pa'akam mehen kedushas Maaser, if Truma was bought with money of Maaser Sheni, the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni does not disappear, and it's still there. Now this man, the Amar, continues quoting Reb Yisrael ben Chanina, and says that this is technically a problem based off of our Mishnah Sheveres. Our Mishnah breaks this, meaning our Mishnah shows that this is an issue, because Meshivin Davar Shepakim Menei Kedushas Maaser Al Davar Sheloi Pakim Menei Kedushas Maaser. Are we going to be asking or bring a Kavah Chaymer from something that the Kedushas Maaser disappears onto something the Kedushas Maaser doesn't disappear? What's this referring to? So let's remember, the Reb Shimon our Mishnah had said a Kavah Chaymer. He told us that if one's allowed to buy a Shlomim with Kesef Maaser Sheni, so we should for sure be allowed to buy Truma with Kesef Maaser Sheni. Now this clearly shows that Shlomim and Truma are linked, and if what we just said over here is true, that a carbon purchases money Maaser Sheni and Truma purchases money Maaser Sheni have two separate dinim, then how could Reb Shimon bring this Kal V'chaymer? However, Karna Amr, the other one says, Les hada Amr mishivin davar shepakim menei kedushasai al davar sheloi pakim menei kedushasai. This is not really a valid question. How could we make a Kal V'chaymer from something that Kedusha disappears onto something that Kedusha doesn't disappear? And why is that? Because Amr Loi, really all that Reb Shimon was telling to the Chacham in the Mishnah is avdas kedushasai, is that it loses its Kedusha. What does that mean? So this man Amr is just explaining that Reb Shimon's Kal V'chaymer in the Mishnah is simply that if a shlamim becomes pasul, its kedusha is completely removed. And nonetheless, one is allowed to buy it with kesef maaser sheni. Well then, for sure, with truma, which doesn't lose its kedusha, is just mema'it ba'achilasoi, as we've explained previously, for sure, one should be allowed to purchase it with kesef maaser sheni. And that's this manda amar's response to the previous manda amar of why we could still say that a karbon and truma purchased with kesef maaser sheni have two different dinim, and still the kavachar in our mishnah is not problematic. Either which way, both of these manda amarim, Reb Zeira and Reb Hila, agree to the ikar din that when a shlamim is purchased with kesef maaser sheni, the kedusha of the maaser sheni is no more. But when truma is bought with kesef maaser sheni, the kedusha of the maaser sheni is still there. And that's why when a shlamim purchased with kesef maaser sheni gets a mum and is redeemed, the money is not considered maaser sheni, because again, pakam imenu kedushasai, the moment the carbon was purchased. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.